Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com and fill out the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you. Hey guys, in this video, I want to show you how this brand called Caseley, so you can see we're here on their website, Caseley spending $500,000 per month profitably on Facebook ads, right? So they have very interesting business model here, as you can see. So they're selling phone cases, which is by itself is a commodity, right? Like it's a wide appeal. It's a very like wide appeal product that, I mean, pretty much everyone needs, right? And some people have multiple phone cases. So they have this model and they also have this subscription, right? So you can see, right? Like you can sign up for the subscription for these phone cases. So they have a pretty interesting business model. So as we are reviewing different businesses to acquire, you know, we are doing this kind of like case studies that I want to share with you so you can take some of the insights from here and apply them to your own business and build an amazing brand. So how it started for these guys. So they saw an Instagram influencers making selfies and on their phone, every time there was like a different phone case. So they came with an idea to create a phone case subscription box so people could just order every time they would get like a new phone case. And so they'd have like no experience with paid ads or social media. And initially these guys started as commenting on competitors' posts, hoping that they will see them and lead their website. And they spent a lot of time communicating with potential customers, which allowed them to learn a lot about them, who they are, what they want. And that by itself, I think, has a lot of like sense, right? If you, for example, see some ads on your product, like especially for those of you guys who already have a business, let's say 50, 100, 300, 500, $1 million per month, you're generating sales, but eventually you want to build something more sustainable, like a brand, and sell it. One of our clients, for example, Emmanuel, he sold his business recently, dropshipping business that he evolved into a brand for $2.5 million, which is not a lot, but he's like 20 plus years old. He's like quite a young guy. And so that's his first exit, which is pretty amazing. So you can build something, you can make profit in the process. And also when you exit the brand, you can actually profit again, right? And that will be a big, big payday. And so when you want to dropship, you know, transition from dropshipping to a brand, a lot of the things that you'll have to adjust on will come from the customer feedback, right? Maybe customers are, let's say if I have a watch and people are not like happy with something on a watch, maybe I should fix it. Maybe I should fix the packaging. Maybe I should fix some feature about that watch, right? Or how it's sold. Or maybe I should change the price point, right? Make it more affordable or make it more expensive so I can have higher margins. So a lot of that feedback would come from customers because they would comment on your ads. And so this is what these guys have done. They pretty much, you know, spent a lot of time kind of like analyzing those comments, what people were happy about, what people were not happy about, and that built the foundation of what their brand is today. So that was 2017, 2018, they started running ads. You can see they're running ads here. So these are their ads. And let's see here, right? So all you just see, right? Like you ever seen that? I mean, nothing like highly professional or anything like that, right? All of these ads could be created on a regular iPhone. On a regular iPhone with some, I mean, decent like editing skills, but this is how these guys are doing it. I want to show you some other channels where they advertise. As you can see here though, so they're getting like 220,000 visitors per month, which is decent, United States, so high quality traffic here. It seems like most of these come from search and not a lot of them even like getting attributed to the social, which I think is probably like, it just like not tracked. Probably still a lot of it is social as they're spending quite a lot on Facebook ads. But you can see kind of like the breakdown here. I use this tool called SimilarWeb to see kind of like what platforms, right? So when we buy businesses, we want to see that the business is not just dependent on Facebook ads, right? Or at least it might be dependent on Facebook ads today, but we don't want it to be dependent on Facebook ads tomorrow. And guys, and that's something that you have to really think about, because like Facebook will only get more expensive, right? It will not get cheaper. It will be more and more competitive every single like year. So I'll show you some of the stats here. These guys, so they started on Facebook, like started very slow, very small, like spent first time $2,000. I mean, everyone has $2,000. So next month they spent $3,000. And so they scaled horizontally by searching for small audiences and creating content for them. So it's kind of like small audiences. Let's say people interested in, what is this? Let's say maybe some electronic music, right? Like, so those kind of like designs would be for like people who like electronic music or people who like, I don't know, Japanese like culture, for example, or people who like skeletons, right? So they focus on those small niche markets in creating content for them. So they built the email list, setting up the email flows to make sure that they're maximizing, you know, the profit from each customer and the revenue from each customer that they have generated from each email that they have acquired, hired the first person for customer support, and they outsourced the fulfillment on this stage. And then 2019, they done the operational restructuring, getting systems in place to be able to scale on. This is where a lot of people are kind of like, what a lot of people are missing, because they might scale their like Facebook ads to like $1 million, $1 million per month, but they don't have the infrastructure to hold all of that, right? Or they are depending on like one business manager, one at account. And I mean, if you're depending on one, like one business manager, one at account, then your business is quite vulnerable. Make sure you book a call with our team. We'll show you how to build that infrastructure, and we'll see, you know, how we can help you on other sides to make your business more profitable and more consistent. On the other side, that's kind of like getting those systems in place. Probably like customer support would be number one, then logistics and fulfillment would be number two. This is where I see, and also the merchant processors. So if you have challenges with any of those, book a call with my team. These guys hire the person for communication with content creators, right? So constantly getting that flow of, like, even now you can see, right? You Google Casely. I mean, there's like some artists, I guess, named Casely, but you can see the cases, right? You can see there are a lot of people that simply like reviewing their products, right? So these don't have like a lot of kind of like views, but accumulated, right? Like if someone's Googling, are these cases actually good? And so people going to YouTube, you know, they can find more information about that. So that just moves them forward. Like now they're like seeing the good information here. Now they confirm that information is good from YouTube. Now they're like, you know, 90% more likely to buy. Hiring customer support manager, hiring agencies for Google Ads and search engine optimization. Those kind of like, as you scale again, like you don't want to be just depending on Facebook. You want to have that like multi-channel approach. So Google Ads, I mean, search engine optimization is more long-term. You will not see like instant results from it. However, like it seems like, you know, that seems like 50% you can see. A lot of the traffic seems like coming from here. And then like cute phone cases. Let's see if they're ranking here for these keywords. Yeah, I mean, they're like number one, it seems like, right? They're number one. So it seems like that effort invested in like search engine optimization worked out well for them. So, but again, this like 2019, and then maybe like 6 months, 12 months after that, you will see the results from search engine optimization. It's more like long-term investment. But now if someone would acquire, like if we would acquire this brand, then we would definitely take that into consideration that, I mean, you might like turn off like all of the ads like today, like your advertising budget will be zero. And you still can generate, let's say the business can still generate, let's say $100,000 or $200,000 per month in sales with zero advertising spent, with like 50-60% profit margins. This is where the business becomes really, really profitable and really valuable too, right? Because that increases the value. You can kind of like, the way I see Facebook ads is good. It's like you boost it, you get that initial performance. But for example, as we reviewed with like Rich Wallets, like these guys don't depend on Facebook ads. YouTube is kind of like top of the funnel that they use like very extensively, and they scale that approach. So there are different ways of making that whole kind of like the whole business more sustainable if you just have that plan in your head, or if you have that intention at least, right? If you just have intention to milk one product and switch to another, then I mean you'll make some money, right? But probably you'll not make anything that is, you know, long term and sellable for a high multiple. So challenges to break through levels of ad spend. So inventory was the biggest issue. Having an ad that's doing great, but the product is selling out. So having like good communication with your suppliers, making sure that you have enough product as you scale. Again, like scaling ads is one side of business. Like actually fulfilling, making sure the business doesn't break is another side. So make sure you have good communication with your suppliers, with your agents. If you want contact of the agents that we use. Just comment agents below, please, and I'll send you those. So how to stop the well-performing ad until stock is back again. It's very, very painful for a lot of entrepreneurs where you have to like downscale because, you know, on the infrastructure and logistical side, the business simply not doing very well. The ad fatigue, trying to find other creatives that will have the same success and allow to scale. That's another challenge, right? Like you have, let's say, something that is working, but it's dying over time. Every ad will die eventually. So biggest misconceptions people have about spending a lot on Facebook. So in the early success, when you have like a good ROAS, people think that this will continue, but with scaling, this number will decrease. You'll have to get smarter, more analytical. You'll have to optimize your numbers in your backend to make sure you squeeze every dollar from your ad spend. So for example, email, SMS, I mean, these other channels like Google, right? Like, so creating that more like an ecosystem, display advertising, just like, you know, if someone goes to your website, they don't buy, like there is like the display ad follows them around until they buy. So you have to get more smarter, more analytical, understand the attribution better and measure the whole business as an ecosystem. Let's say you spend in total like $500,000 on ads, how much the business in total is producing, right? Obviously, all of the channels will interact with each other. Google will help Facebook, Facebook will help Google, but what is business on average? What is kind of like the weighted, the average like ROAS for overall business? So, and this is what you will see, you know, you might have like other platforms like TikTok, Snapchat, all of these platforms interact with each other, and all of these platforms, one platform might not be as profitable as other, but then you'll see that other platform will become more profitable because you're driving a lot of traffic. So for example, you might drive a lot of traffic from Pinterest. Pinterest by itself might not be as profitable, but then you see that your ROAS is higher on Facebook when you have the Pinterest on, right? So all of these platforms are so interconnected. So what metrics to look for the advertising and growth? So for ads, They're looking at cost per click. So for cost per click is what matters most, even more than CPA. Once you have established your conversion rate, once you know, like let's say your website converts at 5%, then the goal of an ad is to get people for cheap on the website. And from there, they'll convert. Good CPC shows the ability of an ad to make people stop and look at your ad and click. And if CPC is going up, that shows that the ad is not working anymore. You have to bring new creative in. There's probably some ad fatigue that's happening. So for entire business, looking at LTV, making people come back, retention, guys, that's so important. That's also in our business what we have realized, that we were so like dependent on like one-time transactions, and the projects that we're working on, like more long-term projects, like we put the retention as a first priority, right? Like, I mean, obviously we would spend a lot on advertising to get the initial customers, but then the retention and making those customers to come back with automation sequences, with SMS, with subscription model in it, that will be a huge, huge priority for our business. Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com, ecommercescalingsecrets.com, and fill up the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you. Make sure that the case is the phone case company that people will use when they're upgrading their phone case. Kind of like making that stickiness. So once customers like buy from you, for example, I'm buying these like Athletic Greens. This is Athletic Greens, looks ugly, but it is very good and very healthy. I think so. I feel good anyway from it, but like I'm buying this like on a subscription, and I'm like probably like a year already on subscription. My lifetime value for this company is probably like $1,000, $1,500. And it just gets into my inbox. It just gets like, I'm not even looking at it. They send me reminders. If I want to cancel my subscription, I can do it anytime. But because I like the product, I just keep buying it. If they have some new products, I'll probably buy them too. So using Google Analytics for data analysis, I'll probably cover that in one of the other videos. The learnings from growing, keep a LinkedIn because you never know what tomorrow is going to hold. March and April, usually the content was based on festivals. And for example, last year, COVID, there were no festivals that year. So team had to figure out a new content model. With larger team, it could not be possible to pull that off. So because the team is small and lean, you can quickly readjust. You're very like flexible. With bigger teams, it's a bit more difficult to do that. With this type of business, with thousands of SKUs, having a good 3PL and fulfillment partners was crucial. So a lot of people looking at fulfillment partners and agents is like more like just like a price. Okay, who's cheaper? Who can send this item cheaper? Which is good, but that's not enough because you want a reliable supplier. You want a good supplier that is, even if they're charging a bit more, but you know that the items will be delivered. There's a quality assurance. They know that, you know, that they have enough human resources to sustain that growth. If you're scaling from, let's say, $10,000 per month to 100 or like $300,000, $500,000 per month or $1 million per month, whether that supplier, that agent has enough people working in the warehouse to maintain that growth, right? And to able to fulfill these items fast enough so your customers are not angry. So another lesson that these guys had is being able to adapt and keep learning. Is a Facebook ads harder than before? Competition bigger for sure, especially with all of the big companies in the market. A lot of like venture funded companies come into the Facebook ad space, like Hims. There was like one company called Hims. I'll show you guys. With this particular company, it's like they advertise products that you and I won't be able to advertise. Now, this company is so well funded. I think now they even like went public or something like this. And they advertise, you can see the erectile dysfunction. This is craziness, right? What people can advertise. And so imagine all of these people coming into the market and advertising, right? And you and I, like, we are competing with these people that have like no set budgets. I mean, they can spend like $100 million like, just like for brand awareness, last 9 to 12 times longer in bed. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Like, some people are allowed to advertise that. And you know, that's, my sex life is better with Hims. It's incredible. Some businesses are able to advertise stuff like that. They don't get shut down. You can see pretty fresh business, but very well funded. So when Facebook is collaborating with those type of businesses, like, and then let's say they see by their data, they have like too many advertisers, they have to cut some of the advertisers. Those advertisers could be me and you. And so smaller guys who are spending only like few hundred thousand dollars or maybe a few million dollars per month, those are not even like interesting for Facebook, because what they care is like these big brands that they can advertise with. And also these guys are inflating the prices, because if you're spending a lot of money on brand awareness, then CPMs like naturally go up, right? With less data available after iOS update, also less data, and it's more competitive. So less conversions available, less data available, and the same competition, or even more competition. So you can see CPM on Facebook doubled in comparison from like 2019, it doubled. Before it was enough to make some images of the product. Now the content should be like a lot more advanced, like 4D cinema video that are just like taking content to the next level. And if you don't evolve in that content game, then you're going to be left behind. I mean, unless you have, for example, this type of content where you have obviously unlimited budgets on ads, but if you have like limited budgets on ads, then you have to be very proactive on the content side in order to be competitive. So you have to elevate what other brands are doing, come up with content that your customers want to see and engage with. So the learnings about hiring that these guys had, the culture is a big thing, so make sure that everyone can collaborate in a way that's cohesive and everyone can get along. Learning from building brand, build the brand and content for it is not as easy as it looks like. So the most important is the content, at least how these guys see it. And the number two is the brand itself. And then the advice, never settle with your current knowledge. Continue to learn and absorb as much information as possible. Never stop that, right? I see every business like, it's like, for example, you know, our business is not the same as it was like 1 year ago. And it's not the same it was 2 years ago. And it won't be the same in like 2-3 years. You know, it will be $100-200 million brand or brand portfolio that will be running in, let's say, 2 years from now. And it will be different, will be no drop shipping. So if your business constantly is not evolving, and you, like, if you've been drop shipping like 5 years ago, been drop shipping 3 years ago, now you're still drop shipping, then probably have to speed up that evolution process. And if you want to do that, then probably the best way is to be in the community of people who are also like evolving, like our private mastermind. You can evaluate that, book a call with our team. It's only for intermediate advanced people. So you'll be surrounded by people who are evolving, who are building brands, who are selling them, and that will just help you to elevate your level on which you operate your business. But nevertheless, guys, this is the case study. So these guys are doing pretty well at like probably eight figure level. And also this subscription model is very interesting to integrate this business. I mean, personally, I'm not like a big fan of having like so many different SKUs, because every SKU you have to have the inventory for, it's just like too many SKUs. As for me, you know, a friend of mine, he runs e-commerce business, he sells tires. He has like 100,000 SKUs or something. And then he has humongous warehouses, big warehouses, very complex system to manage those. Very big barrier of entry, obviously, for anyone who wants to get in that business. Personally, I like businesses that are like 5-10 SKUs, but a profitable, higher ticket. But this is interesting business because of the subscription model and also of all of the other multi-channel stuff that I showed you guys here. You know, this kind of like multi-channel adds up, right? And if you want to build a brand again, like sellable, because like, I mean, this is like, if for example, let's say, right? Let's say this business does like $1 million profit. But then let's say if all of this like coming from like organic traffic or like with minimum advertising spend, the business operates on 50% margins, you can sell that business with like 5x multiple, which is $5 million, which is not bad. But if it would be like dependent on Facebook advertising, then it would be probably like the multiple would be lower. So this is what I would keep in mind. Your business needs to evolve over time. Your business needs to have something designed for retention for other channels, like multi-channel. So you don't only depend on Facebook, because Facebook is good, but Facebook cannot be only one platform, because it would just go down and then some update happens or something, your business is very vulnerable. So you don't want to be in that position. So thank you for watching this video, guys. I hope you liked it. Let me know what you think in the comments. Book a call with my team if you need help. If you're intermediate, advanced e-commerce entrepreneur, doing already like 6-7 figures, you want to go to 8, then book a call. And I'll see you guys on the other side. Let me know what you think in the comments. Like this video, subscribe to my channel, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're looking for help in scaling your e-commerce business or dropshipping business, then just go to ecommercescalingsecrets.com, ecommercescalingsecrets.com, and fill up the form, and we'll see exactly how we can help you to take your business to the next level. Thank you.